So when I'm not here on the field yet, how different is the defense just getting after the quarterback?
You know, every year you're going to have different guys out there. Personnel is going to change year to year. So, you know, every year you're just trying to continue to get better from your previous year and improve on defense. So I think that this year we're just working hard to improve our defense as a whole.
Is this where you guys want to peak, that third preseason game, where you guys want to say, okay, this is where we should be going into the game?
Every game we're trying to work on, our defense and get better as a unit. So this third preseason game is just going to be like last week. Sure. We're going to go out there and play hard and try to have a good game.
Are even you surprised, even though you're on the field, about the pressure you guys have brought in the first two games? Anything a little different?
No, I think that, everyone's out there and we're flying around having a good time and, just getting after the quarterback. It's fun.
Is this the part of the preseason where it does, though, like you said a few moments ago, aside, really get serious, where you guys are in here now, you're game preparation mode as opposed to just, drill mode?
Every football player takes a game serious, and that you're putting yourself on the field and that's your, your game tape is your resume. So every game's serious, and the third game, just like last week, we're going to be playing just as hard and just pull everything together for the next 2 weeks to help us get into the regular season and play well.
Is there a different approach, though, with camp over now or no?
No, not at all. We're going to continue to work and do the things we need to do to be a better defense.
Can you feel, sort of X's and O's wise or on the field, how much helps you guys to have a front four or whatever it is, create such pressure and be so disruptive? Have you guys kind of felt that on the field?
Anytime you can get the quarterback, off his spot and mess up the timing of the receivers and the quarterback, it's going to help everybody out. So if we can continue to do things like that, affect the quarterback and his play, everything's going to work out better for the defense. So I think that we're just going to continue to do that and get after the quarterback.
How important is it for you staying sharp in the long snapping? And just kind of, you never know when that's going to be called off for that. And how much of that do you do in practice?
I practice long snapping every day. I do a few snaps either after or before practice just so I'm ready to roll. You never know when, it's football, you never know when something's going to happen. So you always have to be prepared to go out there and to have a good snap. So anytime I get called upon, I need to go out there and do my job.
And obviously there's a big difference between line snapping and playing linebacker, maybe more so than playing two different spots on the offensive line, defensive line. But if you take that as just a real added element that you can bring to the team when it, and knowing you have that when it comes down to, making important rushes.
Yeah, anytime that you can do more than one position and more than one role on a team, it's always going to be a good thing. So adding value as a long snapper is definitely going to help a player out when it comes to that area.